Road. Welcome to All My Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, a big, huge thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this episode.
As the temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe and Penny's have everything that you need to do it in style.
From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords and effortless summer dresses, you'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling a breeze.
I haven't gone in a while.
I made a boo-boo, but it was actually kind of a good boo-boo. Oh. Bought a suitcase thinking it was... I bought a suitcase and Penny's with like a matching set thinking I bought like a 20kg.
Yeah.
Bigger than the 20kg, so I fit more into it.
That's bigger?
Yeah. I think you can buy 25kgs.
What?
Yeah, because when I had it beside mine and Graham's, his was smaller. And even when I was looking at the ones in my house, I was like, that's smaller. So I think my one's like a 25. Maybe it's...
Like it fits a 25 if KG's in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good accent.
That isn't good.
Isn't
then you have to pay whatever it is.
Got away with it, but yeah, my little matching set.
Okay. The metal one though?
No, you have that one. I love that
one.
Need to invest in that one, but I just have a little green one, but... Wasn't to go back into.
I love the luggage. When I used to work in Penny's, I used to always get the like first pick because the nice little mini ones used to always be gone.
Aww.
I had this little mini. I actually still have it. It's a little marble one.
Oh, cute.
That's it, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Did you get to like see everything that came in first?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dip.
Oh, yeah. Straight in the hole. Straight away.
Love it.
So whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Penny's have your summer style sorted.
We may not be able to predict the Irish weather. We all know that. But no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine.
Peak or bleak of the week?
Peak or bleak?
I have. It's actually not a peak or bleak. Well, is it? It's something that really peed me off.
Ooh. Love
I think I've, like this. I think I've said it before, but like, I'm sorry. If we're getting off a plane.
Okay.
It goes row by row.
Obviously. Why? Plane etiquette.
I was standing at the edge. So I was the window seat. So I walked out. I was at the edge waiting to just get my bag out.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kept walking by. And oh, I actually made this face like, you know the face that your teacher makes when it's like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
That was me. I was like,
when she stands there crossing her arms, just come.
I did, like, I'm sorry. There's some things that pee me the fuck off. I was like, what? Like, why are you to walk by? Isn't it? You're seeing me waiting for my case. I was trying to grab it. And in the end, I go, sorry, I'm just going to grab my case and just grabbed it and walked out.
No, I hate
why are you walking, barging by me? You've nowhere to be, really. Unless you're getting a connective flight, that's fine.
Yeah, it's row by row. Everybody knows that. You always wait. It just goes do 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 do.
It's just etiquette.
Yeah, you just wait.
It's a whole huge, big line of people past me. I was just like, what?
Well, I always find I feel like even when I was getting off the plane last week, I was on the window seat and so aisle, next person there.
Yeah.
I always feel like you have to like run. But I'm I'm taking my time.
I think that too.
I think it's because people are standing up around you and all and waiting.
It's pressure. Like, yeah.
You start
I think I have to remind myself in life like that to be like, it's okay.
Hold on.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate seeing an older person rushing. I've seen one and he was like panicking. I was like, oh no, please. Like, no. I was like, take your time.
Running for a bus.
Yeah.
No.
Or wait, off the plane as well. People are so impatient.
Mm. Airports. It's something to do with airports. It just
changes people.
Doesn't it?
It brings out the real
side. It does. But it brings out a bad side of me.
Really?
Yeah, Graham said to me last week, he was like, you're like airport you. I don't really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like airport mom.
I become a bit of a Karen.
Really?
Yeah, self-admittedly. I'm like, okay. I just, in my head, I'm just like, you know, so many people are around you. You know, people are trying to get here and there. Some people are rushing. Some people are taking their time. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't just stop.
Oh.
Like, if you're just in front.
Or they're taking up the whole lane of walking.
Oh, yeah. Like, in the actual airport. Like, and like, I understand, obviously, like.
People don't know where to go.
No. And like, people have kids and it can be absolutely chaotic.
Of course.
But like, just stand to the side.
Just
this way.
I always think when it's someone with kids, I'm like, fair.
I'm like, yeah.
But like, there's no, okay. If you're looking around, like,
if you're lollygagging on your phone.
And you're a group of adults.
Yeah, and you just, and I'm walking behind you and you just randomly decide to stop.
Yeah, don't.
What if I keep walking?
Yeah, what if I ram into you?
Collision.
Sorry, you know who I've seen in the airport for the second time? Chris from Australia.
Shut up.
For the second. Do you remember I seen him the first time? I saw him again.
Shut
I walked by. Sorry, guys. This man lives in Australia. We made friends with him over there. And I was like, I was walking by and I goes, I looked at my guys, surely, because I'm actually bad with sometimes with faces that I'm like, I've said hi to people that I've not known them. I thought I knew them. And I was like, oh, I can't be seeing him again. This is since we were there last Jan, so year
start
and a half.
24, yeah.
He lives in Australia. I've seen him twice in Dublin Airport now. And I got, what? Chris, I was like, Chris, what the fuck? And he was like, how is he interested again? I was like, I don't know. And he's with his girlfriend. And they've been visiting his family, but then they're going to visit hers in Scotland.
Stop it.
Chris Harris.
Yeah, Chris, like, grand.
Chris telling the whole life story. Like, oh, and his girlfriend was so nice. Oh. And guys, he's like, he's the nicest person ever. But I was like, how the fuck? You literally live in Australia. I've seen you twice. I'm in the airport all the time.
That's so weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's like, think of how big the world is and just timings and stuff.
Timing of how, because I walked, the first time I seen him, I was at my gate and he was walking to his because he was on a different flight to London. We were both going to London though. He was stopping over to go to Australia. Then this time he was standing at the entrance of security and I was walking into security.
Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
But anyway, that was weird.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Miss you.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, wasn't he the nicest person ever?
We had a ball.
We had a ball. But what was I saying about airport people?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Oh, then I went to the wrong, that was also bleak. I went to the wrong terminal.
How? In Dublin?
Yeah.
There's only two.
There's only two. I for some reason, I just had terminal one in my head. I don't know why, but I was terminal two. It was Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
But in the end, I actually would have missed the flight if I had went to the right terminal.
How?
Which is weird. Because, you know, that gate that's a miles away that you walk across terminal one for?
The one that do you have to get over on a bus?
Yeah. So I would have not made that walk because I was I was extra, extra late. It's my birthday.
And sorry, I'm thinking, yeah. The one
that's literally at, it's literally at terminal one security. So
you have to go through two to get to one.
But it was like, I knew. Anyway, thank God.
So did you just go through terminal one security?
Yeah, but no one alert. I thought he would have scanned my boarding pass and been like, you're in the wrong, but he didn't. Because I was in the fast track when the other way I have air club.
Yeah.
So I showed him the air club thing and all.
He was just like, grand.
And it was, yeah. Maybe he thought that I knew what was going on.
Makes more sense.
I knew. And anyway, I've never done that before.
Maybe that's a little hack now. But you'll probably try.
You don't know your gate though.
Yeah, true. I was going to
say. Although Manchester usually is that gate.
Is it? Imagine you try one day and it's like, no, you have to go the whole way back to terminal two.
I was stressed and I was sweating. And then I was like, oh, thank God. But yeah.
At least it worked.
That was my peak and bleak, I suppose.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
What's yours?
Guys, I'm just 30. That's just a peak. Woo-hoo! I know I keep fucking banging on about it, like, but peak, yeah. I feel like my frontal lobe has redeveloped
really?
Again.
Has
yeah. It happens when you're 30 again. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel this. I'm literally 30 a week, like, bro. But, like, I don't know. I just feel real, like,
content.
Yeah, that's like the only thing I can describe it as is like I'm settling into a couch.
Oh, that do you know what? That's how I felt that you felt.
Yeah,
you said
it?
That like just like just like a breath.
I don't know something, and I'm just like, I want to going forward just have this new mindset of like, I don't know, just like looking after. Not that I don't look after me, but like
yeah,
just kind of
yeah.
I've probably always been a selfish bitch, but like just maybe being a little bit more selfish.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If something isn't my cup of tea, don't try and make it your cup of tea for other people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I literally just feel like I'm settling into a couch and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
the new book is opened and let's see
maybe
where this
one goes.
Maybe it's
like you're getting to know yourself.
Like,
you're just like, yeah, let's do things for me.
Yeah, I'm
like,
just like,
see what I like, not other people.
The
like.
20s chapter is closed now. That's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Which absolutely terrifies me. If I ever have to write down my name, I'm going to have a panic attack. Or write down my age.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a panic attack. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is fun. Kind
of. That's a really nice way to think. And it's nice to see like a brand new chapter.
Yeah.
Because the end of your 20s, it's like you're looking back at all and you're like, oh God, so much has happened. Time went so quick. I'm feeling like I'm nearly 30. Like, but then when you start again, it's like, oh.
That's what I feel like. It's really like a restart.
Yeah, a refresh.
Yeah.
Like a new year.
Yeah. And I was in the car yesterday with Graham and I was saying like, I'd love to get back into makeup. And he was like, why don't you?
Oh, yeah. Like doing makeup.
I'd love to get back into makeup.
Well, that's
a huge thing. He was like, you have something there, a niche you're good at. Why aren't you tapping into it? Like, why?
100%.
Like, obviously I'm so grateful for my job and what I have. And like, okay, I probably wouldn't make it a full-time thing anymore, but I'd love to go do like courses and like
to
go back to your makeup.
It's your passion.
Yeah.
And like, I think you get to that stage where you're like, why am I doing what I'm really passionate about?
I'd love to be a wedding makeup artist or like, I think that would be lovely.
That would be really
I would
fun.
Struggle to get up in the morning.
You're gonna have it flooded DMs after this.
No, but I would love it. I'd love to go and like retrain myself and like pick it back up again. And now I don't know where it would lead me or like, because I worked from home or I worked on a counter. I don't know. This is literally just a fucking idea that I had on a Sunday in my head. But yeah, I don't know. I'm like, maybe this is the year that like I try things that like have been in planted in the back of my head that I just keep, you know, me and my long finger.
Yeah,
like
same things.
So bad. Yeah. Maybe I'm like, okay, maybe this is the actual time I start to do things.
I think you owe to yourself to do things that you love doing.
We could die tomorrow.
Because why?
Do you know what I mean?
Because why not? And why you think of it, you're like, wait, why am I doing what I love to do?
Yeah, that's what I, even my makeup, that's what I feel. I'm like, why don't I do that anymore?
Yeah.
Why did I stop doing that?
Yeah.
Why?
So, guys, she's back available.
I'm back.
Tech DM for a booking.
Ellie Kelly MUA. Use discount code Hold My Drink. Don't. There won't.
10%
But yeah, we'll see anyway. So peaks all around for Sharon.
Oh, yay. Except for the airport.
Oh, yeah.
We have a really different If I Was You this week. One that I feel like we've never had. So this is where we just give you honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. So this is about someone who doesn't know if she should invite her dad to her wedding.
You know where my mind jumps automatically?
What?
Bring your dad.
Your dad, yeah, because you're thinking of your dad. Yeah. Right, let's see why she feels like that. I'm getting married next year and I need advice about whether to invite my dad. Growing up, my dad was great, very present, lots of happy memories. But when I was 11, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. Around the same time, my dad lost his job in the 2008 crash and became her full-time carer. From that day, it's like he switched off from me and my brother emotionally. Instead of supporting us, he spent nights in the pub or bare music in his man cave. He was never up to drop us to school, and because so much money went on drink, our electricity was cut off more than once. When I was 17, we discovered my dad was having an affair. After being caught, he moved in with his girlfriend, leaving me and my brother to care for our mom, despite still collecting the carer's check for himself. His new relationship ended quickly and he moved back home to sleep on the couch. At this point, I was so angry and hurt, and to top it off, he constantly put me down, calling me overweight. I was a size 10. Selfish, a bitch. In an argument about the affair, he told me men have needs, implying my dying mom wasn't enough for him. Absolutely disgusting. When I was 18, my sweet mom passed away. After that, my dad turned our home into a party house. Loud, filthy, women in and out. I moved out a year later with my boyfriend. He visited me 3 times total, despite his new girlfriend living next door to me. Fast forward to last year, my dad was diagnosed with cancer and had a laryngectomy. I flew home from Canada to see him before his surgery and stayed a week. He was still drinking heavily, but I felt sorry for him. Now, during his recovery, he's fallen deep into conspiracy theories, MAGA hat, talking about chemtrails and every other wild idea. His opinions are complete opposite of mine. We recently had a huge fight and he said, I've got the woke mind virus and only hate him because people online tell me to. I can't imagine having him at my wedding. I truly don't respect him. I think he's a narcissist. But I feel guilty. Part of me wishes he could be the dad for my childhood again. But I know that's not possible. I've already lost one parent, so I don't want to have regrets. Should I invite him and just get through one day? Or stand my ground and not have him there? Love you, girls. Thanks for reading my autobiography.
Oh, that is a toughie.
First of all, you are a strong lady.
Very strong lady. My God. That's a lot to put on
a
teenager.
That's a lot to bear, yeah.
That really is. On anyone, but especially at that young age. Oh, see, like my head goes to like, you have to weigh it all out. You know what I mean? One half of me is saying it's one day. Like, will you in years to come regret not having your dad at your wedding? Like looking at pictures and stuff. But then on the other hand, if he hasn't always been present and there for you and you don't feel happy around him, do you have to bring him then? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And also, could he ruin the day? Yeah. Like, could he do something?
But on the other hand, then he's not well, and like, do you know what I mean? I think I'd feel a bit differently if he was like trying to
reconcile.
Yeah, if he was making that very like apparent that he knows what he did to her was wrong.
And yeah,
if he knew any of that. But
I think he can feel guilty about things though, and like them still be the best for you. For you.
Yeah.
In a way. Like she feels guilty, but also is the guilt gonna outweigh if the worry of the day, is he gonna do something? Is he gonna say something mean to someone? Like if that's the kind of person he has been in the past.
Yeah.
Like
your wedding is one day.
It's
one day. And me again, you can go both ways. It's one day, you can just have him there. Then again,
it's your
only doing it once. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please God, you're only doing it once. Like you want it to go as smoothly as possible. Like,
I think, are you inviting him for him? For him to feel good? Or are you inviting him for you to be happy that he's there?
Okay.
Like, are you truly going to feel happy that he's there? Because it's hard because we're not in that situation. But I feel like I'm a stubborn person in that sense. That like, like you said, you want him to be the dad from your childhood, but he hasn't been that since your childhood.
Yeah, he's a different person.
He's a different person and has done things that you probably can't forgive and like you don't respect as a person. So
maybe you just have to remind yourself, like you say, and a part of me wishes he could be the dad from my childhood. I just think you have to be just so real with yourself maybe and just say, but he's not that man from your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been in years. You know that that's not possible. So you will feel regret, but that's probably just like a daughter's regret. That's not necessarily like regret from anything else. That's just from literally not having your dad at your wedding. But he's not that dad anymore.
No.
And he made that very apparent. And like,
he made that, like, he obviously went through a tough time at the beginning with your mom as well. But then it turned into like things that like everyone goes through tough times, but there's things you don't do.
Mm.
Like the affair, the bringing women in and out of your house. Like,
I wonder, does he know about the wedding?
Yeah, I know.
If like they don't see each other, do they?
No.
I wonder, does he know?
Oh, it's hard.
Would it have to be a case that you say, Dad, you're not invited to my wedding? Would you have to say anything? Do you know what I mean? Or just literally don't invite him?
I wonder how often she sees him.
Mm. Could she just get away with just getting married? What would it be playing on your mind?
If it was any even an inch of worry that he'd do something stupid on the day or like would be me and starting fights or something with people, I wouldn't invite him because your wedding day is your wedding day.
Mm.
You're not meant to be stressed. Mm-mm. There's many people you care for that are there. Like that shouldn't be a worry on you. But I think if you're bringing him because you feel like he'll feel sad and not because you'll feel sad, then don't.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
But if you feel like, I always think that was all about regret. Like you don't know what regret feels like if you've not.
Who said
that to you? Because I told her, I was like, I feel like I'm afraid I'll regret it. And she's like, have you ever felt regret? I was like, no. She's like, well, how do you even know what it feels like? And why are you scared of it? Like, if it's...
Why does it have to be a scary thing?
And I think if you make a decision that you're really strong on, well, I've made decisions before that I'm like, that's my goal. Like, I trust that. Like, I've never regretted a decision like that.
Because you're so strong.
Because I'm so strong in it. Mm. How can you regret something that you're so strong on?
Yeah.
Do you know? I think it's if you make the wrong decision or something, but also
you're like, oh fuck,
no decision you're strong on is the wrong decision.
True.
Ever.
If you're sticking with it.
So I think,
have you heard with them chemtrails?
No, what the fuck is chemtrails? Oh,
you'll go down a rabbit hole with them.
What is it?
Something to do with, you know the way the planes in the sky, and just the way like if a plane
you see all the clouds.
Yeah, it's all the like smoky cloud, like all the lines of the cloud.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like the government trying to tell us things or something.
Oh Christ,
I don't know. It's a rabbit hole, I've seen.
Yeah, would you ever see some planes don't have that coming out of them? Why don't they?
Ask if you'll go down, imagine.
I know. Now I've Googled it.
I've seen it on TikTok and I've just been like, what?
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, sorry, I just saw the word again.
Yeah. I need to look it up.
Yeah, I think, like Shia said, if you're inviting him for him, I wouldn't.
Keep him happy, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
No.
If it like, and just maybe it's a case of reminding yourself of the hurt he's caused you and your brother and what he was like.
Is it going to make you happy him being there? If you look at him and be like, thank God I brought him.
Yeah.
Think about that, I think.
I just hope it's not a case of like on the wedding day, then she's like, I wish my dad was here.
I know. But I think if you're so strong in your decision, you won't have that because you'll be like, that was the right decision for me. Maybe even chat to your partner about it.
Yeah.
What does he think? Like, or she, like,
I wish the dad was trying.
I know.
That would make my decision a lot easier here. If the dad was really trying to
redeem himself.
Yeah, that would make it easier. But I think, like Shara said, stick to your guns. And like she said about your decision, once you're strong in it.
Yeah. She said she can't imagine having him at my wedding. So I feel like that's your decision.
Yeah.
You don't want him there.
Nope.
You are strong in that. You need to remind yourself of how he's been, I think.
Yeah.
And that's your day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't imagine him there, then don't feel like you have to. Thanks so much again to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
We love you. We love you.
And we'll see you on Wednesday for our main episode and then on Thursday for our full video episode.
Yes.
Until then,
we love you. So leave you. See you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.